On Thursday evening, the closing ceremonies of Prague's One World Documentary Film Festival honored Swiss director Erich Belkraut's film, Coca, the Dove from Chechnya, with the Rudolf Virba Award for the best film in the category of Right to Know. Now in its eighth year, this year the One World Festival screened 118 films from 40 different countries. During the festival, Erich Belkraut spoke to me about his film and why he chose to feature Chechnya in his latest documentary.
Somehow Chechnya is an example for how moral and what is called realpolitik, what relation exists, because it's an incredible tragedy for 10 years, or for 300 years, you can say, and it goes on, and everybody should know, could know, but nothing really happens. So on one hand side, it is very much on the concrete situation in Chechnya, but it's also one aspect is also more general on the world and how it works.
Now, the heroine of your film, she takes great risks to document what's happening in Chechnya for the past 10 years. How did you feel about telling her story?
It is true that if you don't agree in Chechnya or in Russia in general with the politics of Mr. Putin, you can easily live very dangerously. I mean, look at how many journalists died during the last years. So it is obvious that the Russian system, there is a kind of rollback that reminds you the years of Soviet Union after the years under Yeltsin, which seem now being quite liberal. And it is very dangerous. It is closed country, Chechnya, the Republic of Chechnya. And I think the hero of my film, she's completely aware how dangerous it is, because other women doing the same job, who did do the same job she does today, they just were killed. There are, in the night, people come, masked people, and kill. That happened not once or twice, but hundreds, even maybe thousands of times. So she's, of course, aware of the danger, but she told me from the very beginning, the more people know on my work, the more my name, Zainab Gashaeva, is well known, the more I am. It's a kind of assuration of life, because if something happened to her now, you could read it in the papers. So we were in a dialogue for all over the work, and I think that she was right. But it is true that sometimes I felt bad on this question, of course. And I'm very happy she got an award in Germany last year, the Lev Kopelev Award, a Soviet dissident, Lev Kopelev, who went to Germany. And it was a big satisfaction for me. She was not known before. She got known through the film. So that's quite positive.
Now, the film was shown here in Prague as part of the annual documentary film festival One World. Where else has it been shown, and how has it been received internationally?
The film was first shown at the Berlin Film Festival last year, and it really went through the world. And that's nice, of course, for the filmmaker to know that and to see that, and getting emails, really, from Australia to Canada. And it was shown also in the cinemas in France, in Germany, in Switzerland. Of course, the audience is not enormous in the cinema, because the story I have to tell is somehow too sad. And even if you look into the future, there is not very much hope, you know. And you prefer to go to the cinema having a good feeling at the end. And I can't really deliver that feeling. Although these women are somehow really heroes, because they are very going on, positive. But still, if you look at the global political situation, actually Russia is needed. Russian gas is very important. Now Czech Republic, I think, having read that 75% of the gas comes from Russia. I think in Germany 25%, in France about the same. And unfortunately the Chechens have no lobby. A lot of people think, first of all, on the terrorists. And there are Chechen terrorists doing awful things, of course. I have no sympathy at all, therefore, but maybe we should also consider, even first consider, But in Chechnya, something happened that Jean Le Carré calls state terrorism over many, many, many years. So Prague is an interesting place because of the Czech history, of course, and all the countries in Eastern Europe who were under influence of Soviet Union, of course, they are very open. They understand the message very quickly.
Given President Putin's stance on Russia and his very strict attempt to control movement in and out of the territory, how did you go about making this film from a technical standpoint? How did you gather all of the footage that you did, and how many trips did you make to Chechnya yourself?
Chechnya is a closed country. You can't go there. That's one of the main problems. No journalist can just go there and doing reports. Some colleagues did it, went there and brought extraordinary documents. I had never the intention of doing a war report, so it was no need for me. My film is on women who are covering what happened. So their tapes, hidden in the ground or in walls, their testimony is the most authentic material I ever could find. And there was no need for me, for myself, going as a reporter into the Chechen villages. I would, if it would have been possible, I would have followed the women and covering how they do their job, but it definitely was too dangerous. My only trip was with a propaganda trip from the Kreml, a 3-day trip to Chechnya, and it was, of course, we didn't see at all the reality. It was really absurd.
How did you learn of the story of Kokoa the Dove, as you call her in the movie?
You know, I don't consider myself as being a specialist in human rights issues. I'm just doing documentaries on people and to understand better the world, other people and myself at the end. And my father was came from Vienna, Jewish, and he told me in 1938 what happened from the so-called Anschluss when the Nazis came, the few months till the moment he could leave the country, that never one of his comrades from the school ever came asking him, how are you, or are you still alive? And he was very lucky afterwards during the war, but he was running for his life for 4 or 5 years. But being in Vienna and nobody caring on what happened to him, that was till his death, he wasn't in peace with that fact. And in French, the next French expression is le silence qui tue, the silence that kills. And the silence on Chechnya goes on killing every day. So we have got a kind of responsibility. Even it is very hard to say what the responsibility is and what can be done. But we do have a responsibility. So biographically, this is why I did do this movie, of course.